Javier, and I come from Charleston, South Carolina. One of the things that I said was that I looked forward to sharing my new project with other organizations and seeing how the other organizations worked and what was their structure, what were their ideas, and I learned a lot about those other organizations, so that was really good. My concern that I said was that I was trying to think of how to put in a few words what is it that we're doing, in the sense that there's many ideas floating around, and I, you know, sometimes I look for a clear, concise way of how I can describe what I'm doing, even to myself. So, and that actually has changed, because from seeing all these other programs and hearing this, all these people talk about this, I come out with a much clearer idea of what we're really doing. And it's a lot about building community, and it's a lot about giving tools and empowering. A moment that I'm sure will make me think for a long time, which was when Tina said her story about her student asking, why are there no people that look like me on stage? And we had a really great discussion after that, and I'm gonna take that home, and I'm going to think about all that's around that question, because I don't think it was solved necessarily, but there was a lot of really good insight. On Friday, we had a discussion on successes and challenges of integrating public service into a music teaching curriculum. And it was really inspiring to hear what other people have been going through and seeing how it's not that different from things that I'm going through in my program, even though it's a new program. But it's extremely encouraging that I'm not the only one attempting to do something like this. In fact, all these other organizations have been doing it for a long time, and they've learned so much on how to do it better.